Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series. Today, I'm joined by Paul Buckey. He is the founder of the foundation that teaches BioTouch. BioTouch is a complementary approach for health, and we're going to talk about all of the benefits of reclaiming our birthright to be healthy, happy, and loved. Paul, thank you so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, Rachel, this will be fun.
This will be fun. So, let's just jump right in. So BioTouch healing is described as a complementary approach for health that involves touching specific points on the body to enhance natural healing abilities. Can you maybe elaborate on how this technique works and what sets it apart from other healing modalities?
Well, the first way I always answered, I have absolutely no idea how it works, which is really nice about our presentation. You know, we're not trying to have people have a belief system. I'm sure you know there's a lot of techniques out there call themselves energy modalities. Mm-hmm. We shy away from that because, you know, energy is sort of, who knows really what it means. And for some people, you start doing energy where you don't even touch the body and it's like, uh-oh, stay away. And so we just touch on the skin very lightly like a butterfly. And though we don't know how it works, and we let everybody describe that, we do know that it has effects. And we've done that with research at the University of Arizona with Dr. Schwartz, Dr. Kenneth Stevenson in Texas, where the results showed consistently a reduce in stress, in pain, a regulation of hormone levels and cortisol levels, and an upregulation of what's called interleukin-12 levels, which helps build our immune system. So that's what the data shows. So it's not necessarily how it works, but it certainly shows there's some kind of an effect happening.
No, that's amazing. So your journey into BioTouch began with a personal experience of relief from really bad back pain. I can't talk right now. Can you maybe share more about this experience and how it led you to discover and embrace this healing modality?
Yeah. So, you know, that was back in the mid 80s, and I was still in my stint of doing my hippie days. Mm-hmm. If you know, there's still some of us around. And I had dropped out of society, was living on a piece of property, and my health was perfect. I had to move into this little town called Mancos, Colorado, very conservative community, 900 people, basically Southern Baptists, Mormons, cowboys, and ranchers. And then my wife and I, we were the town hippies. And I got this back problem in the back, and the pain went down my leg. And at that time in my life, I'd followed enough gurus and done this and done that, where I didn't want anything to do with healers, clairvoyants, even chiropractors, medical, CIA, FBI. I mean, if you had a title, yeah, I was sort of anti every title. I wasn't even signing my last name in those days. Wow. And so I tried all the self-healing techniques. I tried the yoga, the meditation, trying to work on all my karmic stuff, you know, as we hear about. And after a year, the pain was still there. And I realized something real important. Self-healing is a nice idea, but if you don't get better, you've now created a psychological, spiritual problem. Because obviously I'm not good enough. I must have some old issues I'm not willing to work on. God doesn't love me. So I had not only had a pain in my butt, now I had a pain in my heart. So interestingly enough, the whole town, and this is the mid 80s, is talking about this guy who lived out of town, doing healing work. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And they said, you should go see him. He doesn't have a telephone. He and his wife, they live outside of town. They told me where he lived. I'm on the way to the dump one day and I see this guy's house and I get out and it's at an embankment. And this guy comes out. He looks like a guy in the 50s in the Navy, big barrels, tight white t-shirt, rolled up sleeves, cigarette stuck in the sleeves. And I'm down there in flip-flops and a ponytail, and I'm like, oh, I'm in the wrong place. And sure enough, he said, no, my name's Norman. Come on up to the house. And we go in, and we open the sliding glass doors, and I'm inundated with smoke. Wow. He and his wife were chain smokers from 6 a.m. till midnight and coffee drinkers. And I sat down at the table, and I went, this is impressive. You know, there's no pretense of healing. Like I say, there was no whale music. There was no tingling cymbals. It was just the soaps were playing on the TV. There was cakes and breads. And so anyhow, he took me into his room, just a bedroom, had me sit on the side of the bed, removed my shirt because we touch right on the skin. Mm-hmm. And he just put his hands. And then he touched me lightly with the index and middle finger, which we can actually teach today. Yes. To you and your people.
Yeah.
And did some points on my back, left, didn't say anything. I went out. I said, well, what'd you do? He said, I just touched. I said, well, what should I expect to happen? He said, whatever. I said, well, should I come back? He said, if you want. And then the kicker was, how much do I owe you? And he said, oh, no, we don't charge. Not only did they not charge, they discouraged people from leaving anything. And so people would leave $20 in the flowers and a pack of cigarettes under the bed or a can of coffee. They'd bring food. They'd bring money. And it wasn't but two sessions, and that year-long pain was gone. And then I spent the next 6 months of my body realigning itself just with that light touch. So I hung out and I watched people come all from all over the four corners that would never talk to each other in the streets. I mean, you had the cowboys, the ranchers, the Indians coming up from the reservation, migrant farm workers, and people were hanging out. And one of the old timers said to me, you know, Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley. And I'd been searching for love for decades before that. And I thought, oh, my God, here it was in this light touch with people, no matter what their belief system was. And so I said, we need to get this out to the public. And I became the stooge to get it out to the public.
That is amazing. So you are somebody who learned BioTouch from Norman and it played a pivotal role in forming the organization to teach others. Can you tell me what inspired to take this path, like into the world? Like, how did this journey go into the world of getting BioTouch to everyone else?
Well, that old timer who told me Norman and Carol brought love to the Mancos Valley. That was my seeking. At 5 years old, I wished that everybody could be happy, healthy, and loved. And here it was. Out of all those years, I went manic. I was hugely depressed in college, followed all the gurus, did all the bright meditations. But here it was with a light touch, and you didn't have to have a belief system. And something inside, and you know about that, it wasn't even me talking. It was like, we have to get this out to the public. And so for 35 years now, my job has been to continue to get BioTouch out there. And still at our Tucson Center, we don't charge, strictly donation basis. None of us in the organization are getting paid to do this. I have never been paid all these years to do it. And it's really a service to humanity, especially at a time when it's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just love the story of going to his house with, you know, chain smoker and not the, like, and then to be healed. And he's like, whatever. Like, it just, I love that story because I feel like sometimes as a spiritual healer, you know, people might get duped like by the smoke and mirrors. And he's like, whatever, if it works great. Like, if not, right. Whatever, see ya.
And that is still the philosophy of the presentation. The goal is to keep it simple, to keep it, the manual as we teach it is all with notches and bumps and grinds. There's no centering, there's no belief system, there's no hierarchy. Everybody can do it immediately and be effective. So, you know, we've just continued. And when people ask me questions, one of my main answers is, I don't know. Like when you ask me, how does it work? I don't know.
It just does. You know,
why does it work? I don't know. You know, I mean, it's just, it's sort of like, it's nice to say, I don't know, you know, and let people answer the questions, what works for them, what makes it okay for them to want to practice this with their family and their friends.
Absolutely. Can you maybe share some real life stories or examples of individuals who've experienced remarkable transformations or healing through BioTouch?
Yeah. So we'll take two specifics that come to mind. One is my mother, who she passed out in the hospital. They took her to the emergency care. They put a pacemaker in. Next thing, and I'm in Hawaii with my brother, and she's in Denver, and we get a call. She basically coded. They punctured her heart, put her on the operating table. They said her heart was like an eggshell. They couldn't get enough blood to her brain. She died on the table, basically came back to life. By the time I got there, they said if she lived, she'd be a vegetable. She was in a coma for 3 weeks, and I'm doing the BioTouch around in ICU, around the machines. So during that whole time, she never had to take metabolic medication. I kept her kidneys going and her metabolism going. If the blood pressure started whacking out and they were going to give her some kind of medicine, I said, wait. And I was able to do the blood pressure set and watch it level out. When she came out of the coma, finally, she couldn't stand. They had to put her in a box to do PT. And basically, the short of that story was 6 months later, she was walking on a beach in Hawaii. And a year after that problem, there was a hurricane coming in Hawaii. We had to go to the cardiologist for a yearly checkup. And he says to me, he says, you know, she has the heart of a 20-year-old. And when I told him what had happened, he said, that's impossible. There's no heart damage showing on any of our tests. So that's a major one. And what I learned by being in ICU and watching all these families feel helpless and hopeless and afraid,
yes,
I really made the commitment to get this to families, to give them something to do while their loved ones were in situations that they had no control over. And you being a nurse know how difficult that is.
Absolutely.
For family members when their loved one is going through a major catastrophic problem.
Absolutely. And what's your other story?
The other story is real simple. This woman calls us up. She wants a manual with the DVD. This was maybe 20 years ago. She'd never done healing work before. So I sent it to her. And she told me that she was taking care of her grandson, who was 10, and her granddaughter, who was 6. And she got it, and she had this terrible sinus headache. And so she said to the kids, hey, I just got this thing. I got this headache. Let's watch it, and let's have you do this on me. They all sat around, put the DVD in, and they learned how to do the greeting and the sinus set, and her headache immediately went away. This 10-year-old boy did it on her. So that to me is a real miracle story too, that somebody could learn it so quickly and have her grandkids help her. That's a touching story.
So one of the things that I think is amazing about BioTouch Healing is that it's known for its accessibility and its inclusive nature. So as anyone can learn and practice it, like you just kind of mentioned that, can you maybe provide some simple techniques or practices that our listeners can try on their own to experience the benefits of BioTouch?
Well,
we
have a set for many different areas of the body, like a sinus and a eye set. We have a heart and blood pressure. We have back set, metabolism, lungs, a headset for the brain. But the key to the whole system is what we call the greeting. And we're going to teach that right now.
Okay.
And you said you wanted to learn it too.
I do. I'm so excited.
And this is the key to the system. If all you could do is this, and then we'll show you how to do very local kind of work. So what you do is you take your index and your middle finger of your dominant hand. Okay. Oh, you're a lefty too?
Yes.
All right. So you want to take that finger, and now you're going to, on your skin, on yourself there, if you got somebody next to you, tell them to lift their shirt a little bit so you can get to their tummy. And you want to find a point that's just below the breastbone. So you feel that breastbone, you go down and it gets real soft, just below the breastbone. That's what we call point one. You want to hold that like a butterfly, no indentation, for 6 to 8 seconds, just below the breastbone. That's what we call point one of the greeting. You now want to take that same hand, okay, and this is the only part of the system where you use one hand. You take that same hand and you go just behind your neck. And if you follow your neck down, it comes to a big bone just right at the shoulder level. And you go to the left of that big bone about an inch to an inch and a half, to the left of the big bone. Some people know that as C7, but we just call it the big bone. So you can see it's all real simple talk.
I love that.
Okay. Those two points, 6 to 8 seconds at each one, starts a healing process. We have a challenge we give to people. If you just did the greeting with someone and they did the greeting to you, it would transform your life after 21 days.
Wow.
That's a healing process that happens. It takes you 30 seconds each. So it would take you 15 to 20 seconds to do that with another person. Biotouch, again, is one person touching another. For a lot of people who say, well, what if I don't have anybody? What we say is, well, you still can do the points, but think of somebody doing it to you. Okay. This is a healing technique about relationship. It's about it's about us relating in humanity to one another. You know, the idea of self-healing is a nice concept, but it starts separating us. And we want to bring touch back into society, back into humanity. So just by doing that greeting, you're starting a healing process. You could then take the two fingers. If you didn't know anything else in our little manual, you could then just take two points. And let's say somebody had a neck ache. Then you could just touch on either side of the neck on that muscle and just do a few sets of points. And then you could even slowly sweep. That means slowly and deliberately move your fingers across an affected area. And direction doesn't matter. You can come from the, and you could go anywhere on a body. Let's say somebody has an arthritic elbow. You could just touch around the elbow, you know, with both hands. Or if it's a sinus thing and you don't know the sinus set, you could just touch around the sinus. But everything's slow, light, and deliberate. That's what you can do just by listening to us. If you wanted to learn more, and you can download that greeting from the website. And it doesn't cost anything. There's a little link on the right. Download the greeting. And if you just practice that, I think you'd really start to notice. You just watch people doing that and they just go, oh, there's a moment of breath.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for showing that. So you kind of brought up something about like an emotional connection and bringing connection back. So in your opinion, what role does the touch play in the healing process, both on a physical and an emotional level?
So we pride ourselves on addressing the body, okay? People's emotional, spiritual life is their path, and everybody knows what they need to do. They just don't trust it, you know, and by addressing the body holds all of our issues. And that's huge now in the psychological work, emotional work, spiritual work that we call epigenetics. You know, you can change the cells by changing the dialogue, and the dialogue is about love. And when you just love the body, then the messages start changing and the body can heal. So we, in our presentation, address the body. And then we let people's own self-awareness, which unfolds itself over time, dictate where it is they need, what they need to do, what they need to eat. I mean, we don't address... You know, I've worked with people, they were total meat eaters their whole life, and all of a sudden they were desiring broccoli. I've met total vegetarians who you work on them, and all of a sudden they need a Big Mac, you know? And so it's not about a laws or a discipline. It's about your own self-awareness. And then when you're working on these different issues, I remember working on a woman at a drug rehab community, and we were working on her shoulder, and she started bawling. just bawling and bawling. And all of a sudden she had that memory of when she was raped and was kicked in that shoulder. And she was able the next day to go to her group, because they had daily groups, and share that experience. The pain was gone. You know, and she'd had it for years. So the beauty of it is, if you just address the body and trust that people will find their own path, they do. And they find the other practitioner. They might need a chiropractor. They might need they might need to take an antidepressant. They might need, you know, whatever, but they'll meet the person they need to meet, and we don't need to recommend or diagnose.
I just think that's amazing. And one of the things that you brought up in the beginning was that, you know, if you do learn a healing modality, and then if you use it and it doesn't work per se, then we get those limiting beliefs. And you're like, listen, we don't have to necessarily explain how it works. It just does. And you can try it out for yourself. And it takes away that pressure of you have to know everything. Like, I just, right. That's such a beautiful way to do that. Like, I just think that's so amazing. And I like that it sounds like it's a very non-judgmental way of healing. Like, oh, well, Rachel, you don't drink 6 glasses of water and you don't take your vitamins and you don't do this. It's like, it's going to meet you where you're at.
Right. And it's so important right now, because we're inundated with things we could do.
Yes.
My brother was just dealing with some lung cancer issues, and the last thing he needed was more ideas on what to do, you know? And so I just got his wife and his daughter to work with him, and he's beginning to heal. And he did some standard practices. You know, some people, they'll do BioTouch and they'll decide, I don't want to do standard practice anymore. You know, I'm okay. So, you know, to encourage people to trust their own intuition is so important.
It really is. So the old paradigm that wealth equals health is no longer effective. And there's a growing demand for, you know, choices in healthcare. Like I, as we discussed before, I run a doctor's office, and there's always room for holistic healing, alternative healing. How do you envision BioTouch contributing the shift in our views about health and healing?
We talk about that a lot. We have a Monday show. We do Mondays with Bev and Paul. We talk a lot about that. You know, health is wealth, you know, and the beauty of BioTouch is the goal of wealth is to learn to give it away. You know, affluency is affluency when we share it. You know, there's only so much I can hoard in my life. And then if I have the ability to have good health or wealth, you know, that's my station in life. And so how can I share that? And with BioTouch, the wealth of knowing how to do this technique and then sharing it, you know, that all of us now become wealthy. We raise everyone together, you know, because we're all now equal in the ability to help one another. Mm-hmm. And that's a very wealthy society and a very affluent society. So that's our goal, is to just get this to everybody so that they can then turn on and share it.
I just think that's beautiful, because sometimes I feel like even providers, they get stuck in just diagnosing and prescribing medications, and, you know, and it's like, are we really addressing? I mean, like you said a little while ago, the body keeps the score. So trauma, you know, pain, everything, our body holds it until something like this, a beautiful BioTouch healing session. And then she has a trigger of a memory, and then she's able to let it go. Like, that's so beautiful.
And the other thing that happens too is, so I was dealing with the old prostate issues, right? You're in your mid 70s and now they're taking these PSA counts, and all of a sudden, boom, you got this number. The number means you got to do this. Now yes. We need the biopsy. But I've been doing BioTouch enough. It gave me a sense of, okay, I'm okay. Let's take responsibility for my own health care. Let's do some research. Let's ask questions. And BioTouch seems to empower people to work with their healthcare practitioner and not be afraid any longer, or be the victim of a system that has gotten so far out of hand. And not because of the doctors who really care or the nurses like yourself, it's the system itself that's gotten so crazy. And BioTouch gives us the opportunity to work with our healthcare, find other options that work for us.
It's so true. Like where I am, we were mandated to get the COVID vaccine, mandated to get the flu shot. And it's like our choice is taken away from us, you know, as a human being, like our rights. I feel like it's like, well, who cares? We just got to push this vaccine. And it's a very awkward position to be in, you know. Yes. It's very unusual. And you've brought up my partner, he himself has prostate issues, and I'm going to actually bring this to him and say, let's see how this goes. I mean, honestly, like, you know, like, cause he has to get a biopsy and things like that. And I'm bringing this to him, Paul.
I'm back. I'm happy to talk to him about what different things I've been looking into, but, you know, but I think for me in that unknown, if we deal with the prostate thing, it's allowed me to calm down. So if my wife works on me and I've just been to the urologist, I'm able to calm down a moment. I might still do what they're asking me to do. And a few times I haven't, and I've actually changed a lot of the numbers, which it's improved, but it levels me out and calms me down to be able to look at what I'm being asked to do and what do I really want to do and know I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. I'm still loved and I can still love. And so that's a key to healing.
And I like that it also, it helps you to take a beat. Like it helps you take a pause. Like it helps you to, I mean, it's scary to be told you have this. And then I feel like how that message is even delivered for patients and people that are hearing this traumatic news, doing something like a BioTouch healing session can kind of just, all right, well, let's calm down. Let's take a moment. Let's calm down the system. And then let's see what we need to do for next steps. Like that's amazing.
And especially for the family. I remember we had this 16-year-old who gave a presentation and she shared what she loved about BioTouch when her mother was going through basically, it was a terminal cancer situation, the chemo and all. It gave her hope and it gave her a sense of participating in her mother's healing and health. Mm-hmm. Instead of her sitting back at 16 years old, afraid, oh my God, what's going to happen to my mother? So it gave them both the chance to relate and take that breath while her mother did all the different interventions.
That is amazing. So you've been involved in teaching and spreading the practice of BioTouch worldwide. Can you maybe share one rewarding aspect of your journey in sharing this transformative healing modality with others?
You know, so I was in Egypt and went on Al Jazeera. And people were calling from all over, which is interesting as I'm thinking about it, when there's such chaos there now. Yeah. And we do have some practitioners there now who are trying to put different posts about, yes, we need BioTouch for these babies. Yes, you know, BioTouch can bring peace, you know, and that to me is very fulfilling that we were able to pass it on. And when I was on this radio and TV show, people were bringing in questions. And they had to translate it from Arabic. I was able to teach and recognize, no matter where you are on the planet, the one common denominator is that we're all afraid and we're all suffering and we just want to feel loved and that everything's going to be okay. And to be able to teach even just that greeting. And you could just see, even in the studio there, where the guy who interviewed me said, well, now, why should we believe you? And the first thing I was able to say is, you don't want to believe me. This is not about belief, but let's try it. And to watch them, even on TV, just, oh, and the people that called in, you could just tell they felt a little bit of relief. Yeah, a little bit of calm. That, to me, more than all the wow, look at what we did, you know, just that moment of relief is worth it all to me.
I love that. And it sounds like such a profound, like, ripple effect of, you know, of the work that you're doing. I love that. It's like, okay, we're just going to move it all out. I love that. That's amazing. So before I ask you the final question, what is the best place for someone to go to learn more about the BioTouch healing?
You go to our website, justtouch.com. It's very simple. We have the ability to download parts of the manual for free. You can get the whole thing. You can get our ebook, which you just put on your computer. It has links to a video to teach you how to do it. It has the words that are easy to understand. Also, we have lots of testimonials. We have Monday shows that we've done for 6 years. You can just send us an email if you have more questions, you know. So, and it's easy for us to Zoom with somebody, you know, just to show you how to work on your husband's prostate. You know, I mean, it's we're very accessible, but justtouch.com is the way to plug into us.
I love that. So, Paul, considering your profound expertise in BioTouch healing, what advice or insights would you like for our listeners to know that may be interested in exploring this approach to enhancing their overall well-being? Maybe one piece of advice.
Trust that you're loved.
That's beautiful. I love that. Honestly, I'm sorry. I know that's simple, but it's so profound. Like it's so, yeah. I love that. I love that. Well, Paul, I want to thank you so, so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight Series. I am even more excited about BioTouch Healing, and I definitely look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
I hope so, Rachel. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all your listeners.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.